we've waited all year for your team, the San Jose Sharks that you cover, to turn this thing around. Still haven't done it yet. Things a little tight around there?
Yeah, it's been, well, thanks for having me on, first of all, Darren and Doug. I appreciate you having me on. I waited all year, too, for this team to turn it around. And it's been a struggle. There's no doubt about it. There seems to be a lot missing, obviously, within the team chemistry. You know, they step on the ice, they just don't have that togetherness. They just don't have that fight and that will for each other that I've seen in the past with this team. So it's definitely been a struggle for this San Jose Sharks team.
Why, Brett, would you say that? You know, this group has been, for the most part, it's been the same group. They've been together a long time. They've had great success in the regular season, reasonable success in the playoffs recently, where they've gone a couple of rounds. You know, what would lead you to feel that way? That all of a sudden there seems to be is there something missing in the chemistry, or is it just they've been together maybe too long?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, you look at their defense, and they've added Burns. You know, the Justin Braun, the young defenseman that has come up, has really played tremendous this year. He's grown a lot. Vlasic is really having a career year. You know, Doug Murray at times is a solid defenseman. I take him on my team, but at this time of year, his speed is really a factor. Colin White hasn't really been a factor for me this season. He's been a little bit of a, I'd say, a disappointment, but you know, you look at their top six forwards, and, you know, really, you know, you could put those forwards against anybody. Taking Havlat out, obviously, has been a big factor for those 30-some games that he was out this season. And putting him back in has interjected that skill level on the top six forwards. But after that, it has really fallen off. You know, you look at, you know, Jamie McGinn traded for Winnick and Gagliardi. Really, I was really surprised on that trade, I'll be honest with you, only because McGinn is a guy that has come through the system. They've gone through the bumps and bruises with this kid, and he has really performed this year. Out of all the players on the Sharks roster this year, he's the guy that has taken the body every night, has been physical. I mean, you look at the Sharks, they're not a physical group.
But not to mention, Gagliardi and Winnick were both scratches the other night.
Exactly. And, you know, you take out a guy that's been the one guy that's been physical in their lineup, and now you replace him with two guys, like you say, that aren't even in the lineup the other night. So that's been a big loss. I will say he's a good third-line player that added a lot to their lineup, and he was actually scoring goals finally, and you take him out now, and they just got nobody that's physical. I mean, Ryan Clough has had shoulder injuries, I think, this year. I don't think he's healthy. I really don't. He's been not the same player I saw last year. He was the dominant guy last year, and I just haven't seen it. So I think he's battling some injuries. Sorry, guys, go ahead.
No, Hanzus, what is the story? I mean, obviously that was their big offseason. Burns was their big offseason acquisition, obviously. But Hanzus was going to be that nice third line guy that could check. How has he performed in all this? He's not a physical guy, but he's a big body.
Yeah, you know, right from the get-go this year, you know, I respect Hanzus a lot. I played a lot of games against him. He's a big, strong guy, but he's really slowed down. He just can't skate anymore at this level. I don't see him coming back next year. I just don't, because of just the team, the speed of the game. You know, a month into the season, I thought that he should have been their fourth line centerman, just to play some power play minutes, to kill some penalties. And then after that, it'd be just a spotting it in here and there. But, you know, to be a third-line guy or even a second-line centerman now, it just doesn't have the team speed.
Who's disappointed you the most on the roster individually? And I realize you cover the team, and that's a tough question, but is it Joe Thornton from a points and leadership perspective? Is it the goaltending that hasn't quite been there to what we predicted?
You know, that is a tough question because, you know, throwing me under the bus here, guy. No, I'm just kidding. But, Nammy's struggled this year. I really think he hasn't been himself. You know, it seems like every little breakdown the Sharks have, that one save that they need to get, they haven't gotten it this year. And I think that's been disappointing. And you know how that is when you're trying to get the train back on the tracks, and you know, you make one mistake and boom, it ends up in the back of your net. It's kind of that blow to the stomach that you just kind of can't get on your feet. And but, you know, everybody wants to blame Marlowe. Marlowe hasn't played poorly. Again, I think Ryan Clough is a big piece of the puzzle that, for me, when he plays physical. The other night, Joe Thornton gets run over in the corner, and Clough came right after Mitchell Willie Mitchell that ran over Thornton, and it, like, the whole bench picked up. When he plays that aggressive style and that on edge, he makes everybody, his leadership is big on that team. And I think he, again, has been struggling with some injuries this season. So it's been a combination of a lot of things. It isn't one guy. It's a collective group. They've all failed each other. And now they're not going to make the playoffs.
What happens if that's the case? I mean, it may come down to that last home and home with LA to end the season and the schedule, which is always frightening. But what happens if they don't make the playoffs? This group, for the most part, has been together a long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you talk about it. They got Phoenix, Dallas, LA. That's their last five games. Yeah. I mean, they're playing to their destiny, but again, I don't see them making the playoffs just because they haven't played well. They haven't played all season that well. And so who falls on the sword? And boy, that's a very difficult question for me to answer. And I don't see it really being, who is the guy that really decided to make the trade? McGinn trade. I mean, is it the scouts, or, you know, is it Doug Wilson that made that call? That's a tough one, guys. We'll have to wait to see how it plays out. They still can do it. They still can make the playoffs. I don't see it happening, but their destiny is in their hands.
It's hard to believe, and Brett, you've been around the game a long time, that a coach would not want a Jamie McGinn in his lineup.
Huh.
it just boggles my mind.
I don't think it was Todd McClellan. I really don't.
Unless there's something we don't know. And, you know, there's always circumstances maybe that we don't know about, too. You have to be fair to Doug.
Yeah, we don't know everything. And, again, yeah, we're just the media that sits on the other side. We're not in that locker room to know what's going on. But Jamie, again, from what I saw this year, he was having a breakout year. That's I don't need to tell you that. He's just absolutely having a breakout year. And, you know, his best friend is Logan Couture. Since the trade, Logan Couture has now fallen off, but he got injured as well. He hurt his knee, hasn't been the same since his injury. And so, I don't know, is it two things? Is Logan Couture disappointed that he lost his best friend, his roommate, learning a little bit about how to be a pro this early in his career? You're going to lose friends. There's no doubt about it. You have to respond. You have to come to work every day and do your best. It seems like he's been a little bit disappointed, you know, losing his best buddy there. So that's been, it's, you know, a lot of things have happened, guys. And you know, again, Todd McClellan is a guy that I'm sure he'd like a guy like McGinn in his lineup.
Jamie McGinn is the second highest goal scorer on the Colorado Avalanche with 19 goals.
Yeah.
Ouch. Does that hurt?
Yeah.
And I can't say it hasn't happened to me before. I remember trading a Beauchemin in the deal, the Fedorov deal. And I watched Bosch play the next night, and he's playing with Rob Niedermeyer. And I said, oh, my God, this is going to make me look really bad.
Well, it also hurts San Jose because he has 7-3 in the 11 games since he's gone over to Colorado.
Yeah. Exactly.
But he's played well, man. I mean, take all his goals. I mean, if you take all his 19 goals away and then you just look at what he's done this year, I'm telling you what, he has been an impact player.
Isn't that the type of player San Jose's always searched for?
Yes. I was shocked. I really was shocked at the trade. But I didn't figure it out. But
it's not only that, Brett. They also gave up Mike Cerbosa, who was the OHL scoring leader this year in the trade. They had signed him as a free agent, and he was one of the best players in the OHL this year. He also went in that deal to Colorado.
How's their record inside the division this year?
Oh, it's been terrible. You know, they're the least out of all within their division. They've only earned 15 points within their division. They're 7-9-1, and you look at the top of the division. They've won 13 games in 4-5, so they're 31 points within the division. So they're 16 points away from LA within the division.
That kills you right there. That makes the difference.
You've got everybody. They're the lowest team within their division. They got LA, then Phoenix, then Dallas, then Anaheim, then San Jose with the least amount. And Anaheim has 20 points, actually 22 points within the division.
And it is a tough division. I'm not going to say that anybody can't beat anybody on a given night there. Yeah. But when you're looking at the race right now for that final couple of playoff spots in the Western Conference, and you see how tight things are with all four of those teams in the Pacific Division, make or break is that record.
And now, more importantly, are the kids figure skaters or hockey players?
Well, I'm losing that battle right now, Doug, and they're figure skaters right now, but I'm trying to work on them. Okay, guys, don't count me out.
Well, you know what? In fairness, you were a great skater too.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, well, my wife, though, she's the gold medalist, so, I mean, she's got me there.
Well, it was nice to see you as the guest judge when you were up here doing a little bit of work on Battle of Blades. So.
Oh, that was fun.
You got some skills. You got some skills. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the broadcasting, the evolution of that career. You continue to make great strides
now,
there.
Now, did they give our buddy the boot there or what? What happened to him?
Drew's on assignment.
Absolutely not, man. Randy and Drew are the best.
When they give me time off, they say I'm on assignment, too.
Say hi to Christy and continued success on your side of things.
Good luck, bud.
Hey, thanks, Darren. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on.